Television this year has been dominated by female talent. What's more, female talent in complex and beefy roles. As a result, the competition in this fall's Emmy Awards is shaping up to be especially stiff. For more on the changing look of the TV landscape, we turn to Eric Deggans, NPR TV critic. Hi, Eric.
Hey.
Eric, one of the prevailing stories about women in entertainment is inequality in gender representation. So how different is this year?
Well, what's really been interesting is even before the Emmy nominations got announced, I was thinking about 2017 as the year of women on television, not just because there's so many great roles for women in signature series like Big Little Lies on HBO or The Handmaid's Tale on Hulu or Harlots also on Hulu. But because so many of these productions, women are creative forces behind the scenes, and we're seeing a ton of these shows this year.
So you're saying there are more roles for women actresses because there are more women writers who are writing roles for them?
Well, I don't know. I haven't done a numeric study to say if there's more, but I do have a sense as a critic who's been watching this for a while that the roles are more complex characters and more well-rounded characters. And one reason why I think that's happening is because women are involved in creating these characters. Insecure on HBO, Issa Rae, the star, is also the executive producer, co-creator, and intimately involved with the writing. Harlots, the show I mentioned on Hulu, all women were involved in terms of creating the show, executive producing it, and most of the directors. These are visions that are created from the female gaze, and so these characters, I think, are more well-rounded, more central to the story. They avoid a lot of tropes and stereotypes about female characters that we've seen, and all of that has added up to an exciting array of characters that have now been recognized by the Emmy Academy and some of these nominations we've seen.
So if they're avoiding the old tropes, what are the new tropes? I mean, we have six performers, so let's take a look at the subset, a special subset. Six performers up for an Emmy Award for Actress in a Drama, seven for Actress in a Comedy Series. What kind of parts do they play?
Well, okay, so if we look at comedy series first, my prediction for who I think is going to do well here is Julia Louis-Dreyfus from Veep. And that is not a hard prediction to make because she's been nominated over 20 times. And she's won an Emmy as Outstanding Lead Actress in a Comedy Series for the last 5 years running. And this character, Selina Meyer, she was vice president, sort of through a quirk of things, became president for a little while, you know, tried to be elected president, failed. And Veep is just this really great sort of comedy about how dysfunctional Washington is, and her character is at the center of it, ultimately dysfunctional. But Julia Louis-Dreyfus has a great way of playing this character. And when you look at the nominees and comedy actress, you see this nice little balance between people who've been around for a while, including Lily Tomlin and Tracee Ellis Ross from Black-ish, and some new voices like Pamela Adlon from FX's Better Things, and Ellie Kemper from Unbreakable Kimmy Schmidt. So if we look at the dramatic actress category, my pick to win there is Elizabeth Moss from A Handmaid's Tale. This was, I think, 2017's best new show so far. You know, an amazing retelling of a classic book, and Elizabeth Moss's character as this woman who's been turned into a sexual slave by a theocratic society. And this role is an exemplar to me of the kinds of roles that are available to actresses now. You look at these categories, even the supporting categories, and you see a quality of role that you didn't see 10 years ago. Let's check out this clip of Elizabeth Moss playing Offred.
Now, Anchorage is the capital of what's left of the United States. And the flag that flies over that city has only two stars. Now, darkness and secrets are everywhere. Now there has to be an us. Because now there is a them.
A Handmaid's Tale, of course, the book written by Margaret Atwood. Eric, while we have you, the BBC has announced that a woman, the first ever, is going to be playing the Doctor in the newest season of the British sci-fi Doctor Who. Are you as outraged as apparently some Brits are?
God, no. I'm happy. I'm loving this. I mean, we've seen a long succession of actors play that character because there's a convention where the character regenerates every so often and it gives them a chance to put a new actor in the role. We've seen a lot of different takes on a white male. I think it's time now for them to broaden the possibilities for the character, and it's a good time for a transition. Peter Capaldi's leaving the role. You know, he did a good job with it, but he's ready to move on. And the showrunner, Stephen Moffat, is also moving on, so it's a good time for them to update the character. We've been talking about how this is the year of the woman. This is the ultimate recognition of that, a character with a 50-year history now finally being played by a woman.
NPR TV critic Eric Deggans, thank you.
Thank you.